do you think about failure in general? How do you think of that concept?
Pandemic was a failure on my end because I compared myself to other interior designers who survived.
Because nandun ako sa stage ng life na may condo. I mean, I was renting out a condo. I was like game to go. Alam mo yon, I'm an independent woman. I can like, you know, kaya ko nang gawin lahat by myself. Sort of kind of. Parang nandun na ako sa level na yon. But I had to go home and I had to restart.
It's a really difficult time in my life right now. Mm-mm. So yon, I'm just going through it. Things are tough. Pero parang ngayon, feeling ko wala akong choice eh.
1, 2, sarang!
Hey!
Annyeong! This is Trency!
Annyeong! This is Pia!
Annyeong! This is Monica! And welcome to another deep dive! literal deep dive! One to sarang style!
Yeah! One to sarang henyos!
Annyeong, guys. Like, literal deep dive because we are going to Jeju for this episode. We are going to be talking about the drama Welcome to Samdalri.
Welcome!
Yes! Welcome to Samdalri and stay in Samdalri.
And Samdalri is an actual town. Wala lang, ginugol ko siya. Ang saya, no? So, ayun, we are gonna be talking about the show. It ended quite a while, but we quite enjoyed it. So, we thought, yeah, let's talk about it. Parang there's so much to unpack. And as usual, I'll be asking a bunch of questions about the show. And gonna be talking about serious stuff, maybe. Kasi medyo kind of hitting the feels. Yes. Kung napanood nyo to, I think you listeners will know or realize already by now what we mean about this, no?
Mm-hmm. Parang, yeah.
Tayo ata din yung target market kasi napaka ka-age group natin.
Correct.
Mga characters.
Sinabi pa na 38 diba? Years.
I know! 38 years talaga. Pasok sa ating age group.
Correct.
Correct. Let me talk about the show a little bit. Thanks to Asian Wiki.
Our best friend.
So, welcome to Samdalri. That's right, our best friend. Wait, before we forget. I actually want to start with Jeju Island since we started already. Can I just say, I absolutely love how highlighted Jeju was in this show. Like, I mean, I think we've seen Jeju in a few dramas before. Especially, I think yung pinaka-last was R Blues. Although hindi ko kasi siya masyadong pinanood eh. Parang hindi ko siya natapos. Pero, ginugol ko yun eh. Like, probably midway into watching the show. A lot of people go to Jeju. I mean, as a setting to the drama. But not so much pala. Kasi marami mga seaside towns. But they're not in Jeju.
Yeah.
So, nakakatuwa that they really used this setting. And they used it well. As in, sobrang para siyang character talaga to the show. Diba? And it was so very beautiful. It actually almost felt like a tourism affiliated kind of, alam mo yon, PPL kind of
via
show.
Via the KMA.
Correct. Nabanggit na ng World Meteorological Organization na hindi ko masabi nung pinag-uusapan natin to nung drama drops the last time.
Way back. Na, care of that show. What was that? Song Kang show?
Forecasting Love and Weather.
Forecasting
Love and Weather. Whose director also happens to be the director of this show.
Yes. So, mahilig po siya sa weather phenomenon. Phenomena.
Yan ang temahan niya.
Correct.
O, diba?
And also focusing on the female divers.
Correct.
Kasi yung part din ng Jeju we just know about. Pero ito parang, okay, may insight tayo.
You're talking about the henyos, right?
The henyos, yes.
Yeah, the henyos. Like, I love it. Parang we always, every time someone mentions Jeju, parang picture book na nakikita mo na is usually the divers.
Yes. Kasi the female divers. Very
the
important.
Female free divers.
Yes.
Of the island.
Mm-hmm.
Na sobrang nakakatuwa na we see it a lot but we don't really like know much about it. I guess. Yes. Pero siguro dapat nanood na lang ako ng mas maraming docu or something. But somehow, in this show kasi, yung isa sa mga characters natin, ay actually, a lot of our characters are henyo. So parang feel na feel mo na part talaga siya ng kwento, di ba?
Yes.
They come from a family of henyos.
Yeah. Not geniuses,
yun.
But henyos.
Not genius. Well, they can be geniuses too.
They're genius in diving.
Correct.
Okay.
And weather forecasting.
And weather forecasting.
Yeah. So, okay, Asian Wiki. What is this show about? Set in Jeju Island, the story revolves around two childhood friends, Cho Yong-pil and Cho Sam-dal. After losing his mother to a mistaken weather report, Yong-pil decides to become a weather forecaster to protect the elders of his hometown. However, his passion and refusal to let misinformation slide earns him a reputation as a stubborn troublemaker. On the other hand, Sam-dal moves to Seoul to pursue her dreams of becoming a successful fashion photographer and goes by the name of Cho Eun-ye. However, when her life suddenly falls apart, she returns to her hometown where she reconnects with Yong-pil. And despite an incident that drove them apart, the two friends find their affection for each other still as strong as ever. Parang ano, what's with the smile, Pia?
Ay, hindi, wala. Maganda yung pagkaka-layout niya. Yun lang.
I think tumama si Asian Wiki dito.
Oo.
Wala pa rin tatalo sa Gyeong Song Creature.
Malalayo.
Correct.
Yun pa rin ang panalo sa lahat.
Medyo nakafocus siya on their love story, no? Yung summary na yun. Mm-mm. But actually, ang dami pang mga naka-insert na other things. As what any K-drama, hometown setting K-drama is. Mm-mm. Like, mm-mm. All the characters are alive. Lahat sila may kwento. Alive ba? Yeah, I think they were pretty much developed na naman din. But what were the themes that you thought that, I don't know, when you guys were watching the show, what were like the things that you saw na parang kind of like thought, oh, that's really nice, or alam mo yun?
Siguro for me, siyempre, tinapat ko na yung mic, no?
Ang hirap, hindi, okay
nga. Okay
hirap dumuko, so baka better to hear.
Yes, it is.
No? For our listeners out there. Hi! Okay. I guess siguro, the show kasi falls under those kind of healing key dramas, di ba? Bilang it also deals with a lot of issues that are so relatable. But the one thing that really was core to me as I was watching is really the concept of like, you know, family and forgiveness. Parang forgiveness more so. Because I feel like ang dami sa kanilang kailangang mag-forgive. Forgive yung sarili nila at yung ibang mga tao around them. So that's one of those things. And stand out talaga, of course, yung, syempre, sino ba naman ang namatay dun, di ba? Kundi yung nanay ni Cho Yong-pil. At
Yong-pil.
I think it's
Bumija.
Oo, si Bumija. And it's a massive factor din in how the story plays out. Diba? Kung paano sila nagkahiwalay is all based on that. And the people around them are so affected by it. Particularly yung tatay nila. Na parang, na, nasa sweet home din. Na, I would just like to say, oh, na sweet home din siya. And it is always on my mind, but he is Korean Josh Brolin. Doesn't he look Josh Brolin, di ba?
Yes. Okay,
especially sa Sweet Home.
Yes, he's get that vibe, actually.
Oo. Sa Sweet Home kasi general
yung parang
siya
ano,
dun eh.
Oo. Yung parang matigas.
Matigas.
Actually, yes, sa Sweet Home, ang tigas-tigas niya.
Correct.
Tapos biglang dito, isa siyang byuda. Ah,
Oo. Na medyo on byudo. Actually, sayang for me, honestly. Parang I would have been a little bit more parang sympathetic to his character if pinakita yung younger self niya. Kasi parang once lang
they
kasi
pinakita
yung younger self niya.
Pero
no, towards the end na.
Kahit nung naniligaw siya, diba, nandun siya lagi.
Oh, pero kasi hindi mo alam kung anong character niya. Nandiyan lang siya sa tabi, sumisilip.
Ako?
Siya yung
ako
in love.
Ako to, gets. Ako, magiging sympathetic ako sa kanya Okay, sorry. PS powered by alcohol. Kasi parang medyo nagulat ako sa mga tanong ni Monica para dito eh. Pero,
I'm sorry.
To be very frank, mas magiging sympathetic ako sa kanya kung magaling siya umarte.
Oh my God! Same
like, seriously,
thoughts.
Like, sobrang, siya talaga yung parang, ikaw dapat yung pinaka-villain dito. Correct. As in, meron silang eksena ni Yung Pil na parang wala silang two-shot. Wala silang two-shot na parang yung ka-eksena mo ang galing magbato sa'yo ng mga emotions. Sa kanya, puro close-up. Tapos yung close-up niya, parang punot noo, tapos bukas noo. Ganun
medyo
lang. Parang,
medyo hamon siya ng flight, actually.
Hindi sobra, nga sa hamon eh. Sobrang parang sinabihan lang siya ni director. Dapat kasi dito, nasad ka, tapos naging naintindihan mo. Hindi niya magets. O sige, ikunot mo nalang yung noo mo, tapos buksan mo. Yun lang, actually, siya yung isa sa malaking beef ko dito sa show na to. Kasi ang hirap sakyan so nung pagka-villain niya. He's like the main antagonist, one of two main antagonists na ang hirap, pangit umarte.
Correct. Totoo. Parang, I'm thinking, actually, kasi nung feeling ko hindi niya nagets yung brief, honestly. Kasi yung pinakita yung younger self niya, medyo, ano siya eh, medyo dummy-dummy kind of.
Oo.
Even dummy, I don't want to say dummy, but,
no, but yeah.
Parang simple-minded kind of like that. Beaver. Simple, kind of, kind of dude. And that's when I realized na, kaya ganun din siya umarte at kaya ganun siya maglakad. Kasi may pagkaganun eh, medyo, Kasi nung pinanood ko siya sa Sweet Home, he was not bad at Sweet Home. As in, I really liked him there.
Well, like stand he was out very stiff.
But I think it fits the role in that sense. Alam mo yun. So parang
maybe
like
it
I was kind
his,
of
ano, acting range.
Siguro. Kaya parang I was kind of hoping na he would do a better, like a good job here. Kasi I mean, this is different from his Sweet Home persona, right? So ayun, yun
true.
Lang.
Oo.
Kasi ang galing din kasi ni ano eh. Ang galing, sorry. Ang galing kasi ni Kumi J.
Oo.
Hindi si, totoo. If the parents na lang.
Yes. As in, kita mo talaga yung contrast. Kaya parang hirap na hirap akong mag-sympathize sa kanya. Kasi una sa lahat, hindi ko, this is just me personality-wise, hindi ko kasi maintindihan yung struggle niya. Like, I get it, you love your wife and mahirap na yung pinagdaanan mo. Pero like, 20 years, galit ka talaga. Tapos ang pangit pa nung acting niya. Alam mo yun, parang sana kung may depth lang.
Correct!
Tapos lalo na kapag nagtatanong siya lagi na, bakit, natakot ka ba sa akin? Girl, hindi ka nakakatakot. Parang nakakairita ka lang.
Correct.
Actually,
forever linyahan niya yun sa lahat eh, na parang feeling niya takot yung mga tao sa kanya. Walang part na nakakatakot ka.
Correct, oo. Dahil pouty.
Tsaka, I'm sorry. Kasi parang, I mean, yes, he's grieving talaga. And like, he was the cause and he was the reason why the two broke up. Kasi like, sa sobrang galit niya, kasi parang he was really blaming Komija nga, na yung siya yung reason kung ba't namatay yung wife niya and all that. And super gets. I mean, you can't build up anger when that happens. But because he sucked.
Yeah.
Parang the entire time, I was just thinking ang OA mo.
Oo.
Which is sad. Kasi parang, alam mo yung intention naman of the character is hindi ganun.
Yes.
Pero yun lang yung tumatatak sa isip ko.
Yes.
OA mo, ayaw mo kumain.
Diba?
Nagluluto ka na nga.
Correct. Iyahagis mo lahat ng pagkain. Ano ba?
Correct.
Nakairita. Tumigil ka.
Kasi
hindi ka gwapo. Buti nga pumayag siya sa'yo eh.
Uy, Josh Brolin naman siya of Korea.
Okay. Sorry. Masyado galit. Okay, go.
So, I think, siguro, in line with the theme, maybe we should just forgive him
for
his faults.
And
just
naman
give him... This is a call out to this actor po, no? Constructive criticism. But
sorry, if I
for the betterment of your career.
Yes. I think so.
His name is Yu Oh Song. Feeling ko naman, ano?
Mm-mm.
Baka naman he has other good stuff.
Okay.
And buti na lang din, sobrang galing ng ibang mga actors.
Correct.
Like, already mentioned Ji Chang-wook. Like, I don't know, this I felt Ji Chang-wook plays Cho Yong-pil. I thought this was like one of his best ones. Like, he felt really, really natural here. Like, sobrang natuwa ako sa kanya in this show.
Mm-mm.
And then... And it helps kasi na ang galing din kasi ng partner niya eh.
Yeah.
Si Shin Hye-sung. Oo. Is Cho Sam-dal.
Sobrang ganda ng chemistry nilang dalawa.
Oh my gosh. Ako, separate. Ako, baliktad. Hindi ko na-feel
yung
chemistry.
Talaga?
Hindi ko na-feel
yung chemistry nila dito.
Hindi ako kinilig at all. Parang na-first rate ako na, ang galing nila pareho, Marte. Bakit ako hindi kinikilig? Ewan ko.
I think I kind of get you. Yung kilig ko was more of, baka nga hindi nga siya kilig. Parang, I just thought that they were performing well. Pero hindi nga ako kinilig.
Diba? Parang,
pero alam mo yun, na,
pero walang,
There's something missing. But, I was still happy that they still ended up together. Yeah. Pero hindi siya levels of like,
kilig.
Our Beloved Summer.
Wala, hindi ako lang.
Ay, ibang level. Ibang level yung Our Beloved Summer. Siguro ako kasi, I'm looking at it kasi in comparison. And I mean, from the get-go naman when they put out na they're gonna, you know, may show na ganito, Welcome to Samdali. Automatic sa mga tao is, parang hometown cha-cha-cha. Ako kasi sa hometown cha-cha-cha, wala talaga akong na-feel. Doon ako nag-feel.
Oh my God, ako doon ako kinilig.
Talaga ako kinilig sa kanila. Parang si Shinmin na kasi parang feeling ko sa utak niya may jowa na siya eh. May ganun ako na-feel pag pinapanood ko sila.
Okay.
May distance. Pero kasi ang galing kasi ni Kim Sun-ho. Kaya I think siya yung nakadala. Dito si mas parang gusto ko yung dynamic kasi na friend sila. And then, pwede sila na naging lovers. So parang I feel, for me, the relationship was, you know, grounded on that. Meron akong particular scene.
On friendship.
Na kinilig ako. Saan ba yun? Yung naghahalikan sila sa kama. So, utak ko, ano ba yan? PG? 38 na kayo, tapos halikan lang kayo sa kama? Alam mo ko yan. Kaya bangs na yan kagad eh.
Yun yung naging sila na?
Oo, yung sila.
Yung naging sila na?
Oo, medyo nakita naman
ako. Parang it's, hindi ako kinilig, pero happy pa rin ako nagkatuluyan sila. Kasi parang, at least nalatag yung kwento kasi kung why they were meant to be together.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? Isa yun sa mga themes na sobrang nakita na ako. Kasi parang ito yung usual kwento na fate. Like yung mommies, yung moms nila, they were correct. Best friends and then they ended up getting pregnant together and they also happened to give birth in the same day correct. And then may promises na sana magkatuluyan mga anak natin. Tapos nagkatuluyan nga.
Very good bad mother.
Cute. Actually, very true.
Na pinag-usapan din natin.
Yes.
Tama,
diba?
Actually.
We did. Check out our episode on that.
Ano, that's true. Do check out our YouTube. We talked about that. How about you, Pia? Ano yung mga standout themes na naalala mo?
Sa akin, yung biggest theme talaga that hit home was yung pinaka nilagay nila dun sa end was, it said, having a place to return to is an incredible relief. Yes. Like, sobra akong na-hit. Ganda. Kasi, ang dami na nating mga napanood na mga K-drama about going back to the countryside and how everybody like nakikipagsapalaran sa Seoul and all of that. And when I was throughout watching this as well, parang tinitingnan ko rin, kunwari tayong tatlo, parang kumbaga, malayo din tayo sa Manila, quote-unquote, when we were growing up. Kumbaga, parang mga taga-South, ako taga-East, wow, yung ganun. Parang, and also like a huge thing also that happened to me, I guess, the past year was ang dami nung mga quote-unquote places to return to were like hugely shattered. So parang feeling ko parang may pagka-homeless feeling, kaya parang ang sarap ng meron kang place kung saan mo talaga alam na that's where you belong and whatever happens, kahit anong gawin mo, lahat ng tao doon ipagtatanggol ka to the ends of the world. Yung ganon. Correct. Kaya sobrang ganda lang nung, na yun yung nilagay nila na end. And syempre set pa in freaking Jeju na paradise. Alam mo yun? Ang ganda nung, yun yung refuge nila from the quote-unquote real world. Without taking away the fact na hindi masamang pumunta ng Seoul, di ba? Meron silang ganon. Parang, pwede ka pa rin tumuloy sa Seoul. Pwede mo pa rin i-pursue yung dreams mo kung doon siya. Mm-mm. But you still have a place to return to. And dito, you can rest. Dito, you can correct. Be yourself. Yung ganon. Sarap. Yun lang.
Siguro to add to that, and as a place of refuge, kumbaga yung hometown is also connected to family. Diba? Na parang family will always be there for you. Alam mo yun. You just need to accept them. And I think yun yung realization ko with this show din kasi parang they had a very fractured communication line. Alam mo yun? Mm-hmm. They were not very good communicators of what they feel. So, ngayon lang siya nagkaroon ng ganung klaseng resolution when they really in the midst of all these troubles, parang decided to really
come home.
Listen to each other. Oh, come home mm-hmm. and listen to each other. Alam mo
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yes. Which is so our age group, no? Kasi parang, mm-hmm. I don't know, I feel like, I mean, when we talk about communication problems with parents, family, mm-hmm. parang it's always that. Kasi parang nandito pa tayo sa generation na hindi talaga tayo naturuan kung paano. Kumbaga, yes. alam mo yun. Alam natin, but not quite. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the younger ones have a better grasp on how to communicate better. I don't know. Yun yung tingin ko sa kanila eh. Mas magaling silang magsabi kung ano talaga yung nararamdaman nila. Whereas yeah. tayo, ang daming paths correct. Before we reach there. Or it takes a lot of courage or a lot of experience.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, some people are just born to naturally communicate but a lot of us struggle.
Yes.
But, ayun lang. So lang i-comment na napaka ano, sakto sa age group natin.
That's so true.
And I guess it goes both ways din kasi. Parang you can say, but if no one's listening to you, if no one's trying to understand hindi siya mare-receive.
Yeah.
I mean, kung one-way street lang siya, anong klaseng way of communication yun? Kaya, I mean, nung finally, parang, kasi parang ang nangyari sa little town nila where everyone cares for each other, ang way of, like, relating to each other is just, like, accepting whatever it is that's there. They don't try to, like, true. Resolve anything. And then finally, nung nagkaroon na ng resolution na, hindi, paninindigan ko tong pagmamahal ko para kay Sam Dalry, sabi ni Yongpil. Kaya, iko-communicate ko yung exactly. feel ko sa'yo, Dad.
Mm-mm.
Oo. And saka siya na-penetrate. Although for me, wow, it happened in one episode, sir. Ang hina mo. 20 years mo yan dinala, tas nag-waver ka ng ganyang kabilis.
Hay nako.
But the power of communication, I guess.
But also like
as another, a weather forecaster.
Another ano naman, another layer to that. Hindi ko sinasabing mm-hmm. okay lang hindi mag-communicate, but there is mm-hmm. something about again being in that place where you're home, where you're safe. Na minsan mm-hmm. kahit hindi kayo fully nakakaintindihan, alam mong pinagtatanggol ka niya at mahal ka niya. May ganon. Hindi, I mean, I'm not saying that it's okay na hindi kayo mag-usap. Kailangan mm-hmm. yun. But it's just also mm-hmm. comforting, I guess, para sa atin na hindi masyado nakapag-communicate. Na alam natin na kahit na ganito, hindi tayo masyado nagsasabi, for example, to our parents mm-hmm. or family. Alam mo, when push comes to shove, sila yung nasa front lines at ipaglalaban ka. Ilalabas nila yung mga e-bike mm-hmm. nila. Alam mo yun? Makikipag-sapakan sila para sa'yo. Yung ganon.
Mm-hmm. Totoo yan.
Yung pinaka-favorite ko doon,
correct.
Yung nagpakita.
E-bike.
Yung ano, yung character na si Cha Eun-woo.
Si Cha Eun-woo? Alam
ko na yun yung pang... Na yun yung pangalan na character niya.
Yung best
siya
friend
yung
niya na...
madaldal na best friend.
Ay, yung,
may
yung,
ari, yung nanay niya may ari ng...
Yung
nanay niya yung may ari ng supermarket. Oh, nasa Mr. Queen siya.
Oo. Nasa Mr. Queen siya. Siya yung ano, isa sa mga...
Tama.
Sa mga military guy. Pero ako like, that's why he's familiar.
Yeah, yeah. Parang, sobrang natuwa ko sa character. Kasi siya yung parang joker of the group. Alam mo yun.
Uh-oh.
Na, in a way, not a lot of people take seriously. But, he actually hit home.
Yes.
I mean, siya yung pinaka na, ako uh-oh. The most. Lalo na yung, ano, yung may time na, yung kakabalik nga ni Sam Dal.
Uh-uh.
And then, niinis siya kasi parang, or she felt na everyone was happy that she was back because she thought na, join the failure
yes.
club. Para may ganun. Kasi merong thing na lahat sila, silang mga friends, puntahan sila sa big city, but isa-isa silang nagsibalikan because they ended up, like, you know, realizing that they can't make it in the city.
Mm.
And Sam Dal thought that they felt like, oy, welcome back, dito lang tayo. Mm. Parang ganoon. Mm. When in fact, yung character ni Cha Eun-woo, no, it's not that. It's because I'm just really happy to see you. Oh, parang may ganoon siya.
Oh, oh.
And then, siya yung pinaka-proud, yung parang, siya usually yung ano eh, pag may biglang bagong issue na lalabas sa internet na pinag-uusapan siya. Siya yung unang in the scene na parang, did you see this? Uh-uh. Like, this is what they're talking about. They're saying about her. Correct. So, kumbaga, bantay sarado siya sa lahat ng mga friends niya. Na nakakatawa kasi, sobrang wala siyang, what's the term? Parang wala siyang Nunchi.
Oo, he can't read the room. Hindi niya alam kung
paano makiramdam. Mm-mm. He can't read the room. And like, he says like a lot of nonsense stuff yeah. na parang, hoy, tama na nga, alam mo yun, stop talking or whatever. Mm. But he actually understands them the most. Yes. So, I really, really love this character.
Mm-hmm. Kailangan ko lang i-add dyan kasi sa few episodes na pinanood ng husband ko to with me, sabi niya, sa barkada talaga laging may school bukol dito sa mga kidgap.
Correct! Correct! Mas kailangan partner sila, ba? Diba? Kailangan dalawahan sila or something.
Oh, kailangan meron. At feeling ko, isa to sa, itong actor na to, isa sa mga like, magaling mag-school bukol eh.
Oh, valedictorian.
Si Mr. Queen, school bukol din
siya. Eh.
Tapos medyo may tsura pa siya, honest Mr. to goodness. School bukol. Like,
oh.
Nung nagka-jowa siya, para ako like, sir, deserve. Pogi ka. Pogi ka actually.
Sobrang, mas kinilig ako doon. Oh
ako
my
din!
God.
Ako rin!
Natameme ako siya. Rin, kinilig ako doon, natameme siya.
Sobrang cute. Kinilig ako!
Sobrang cute!
Lalo na kasi ang galing ng pagka-ano eh, develop ng, pagkalatag ng character niya na siya yung maboka.
Oo!
Tapos biglang,
pag may babae, tameme.
Oh!
Cutie. Na naging ano, tokboki king.
Correct.
Oo. Tsaka kung ano, kung meron ding school bukol, as usual, meron din ano, other person na on the side, mahal pala niya yung girl, pero hindi makagalaw kasi correct. Naunahan siya.
Correct.
How do you feel about his character?
He wasn't necessary. True. Parang
totoo.
Wala
totoo,
siyang
actually.
Wala siyang character development sa truth.
Oo,
kasi
nga,
wala
totoo.
Naman din siyang ibang pinakita eh, aside
totoo.
From that. So kumbaga yung realization niya na he can move on and stuff, it doesn't apply to anything else in his life. Diba? Kasi nagkaroon
pero
pa siya na isa pang
ng
massive restaurant sa Seoul. Tama ba? Sa kanya
correct.
Diba?
Oo, sa kanya din yun. Kailangan mo din lang kasi lagi ng isang kabarkada na mayaman. Para, alam mo yun, at your beck and call.
Or yung mama.
Oo.
At the very least, I think, yung character niya kasi maganda din yung kwento eh. Kasi, so barkada sila, lahat sila nagsili para to Seoul, para mag-aral, mag-seek ng better pastures, but he couldn't because they were the poorest. But, he became the most successful by staying home. Diba? Siya yung may Lamborghini. Lamborghini ba yun?
Basta supercar? Para ako, like, gusto ko na tuloy.
Super,
alam mo, naisip ko tuloy
supercar.
Na yung mga tao sa Dampa, alam mo, may mga supercar din siguro sila.
Oo, malamang.
Diba? Big business pa lang sila.
Mga hardware nga, mga may-ari ng hardware.
Yung mga may-ari ng hardware.
Doon ko na, nagulat ako na parang, oh, pwede rin pala yun.
Parang ano siya, parang pang-add-on siya dun sa kwento nga of people seeking out to succeed but failed. Parang succeeding in different ways, failing in different ways. Like, nag-succeed siya in life in terms of money, pero hindi niya nakuha yung girl.
Uh-huh.
As usual, like a lot of those life lessons kind of thing, which I think the show was full of.
Uh-huh.
Like, ang dami mo talagang pockets of ano, wisdom
correct.
Na makukuha from them.
Oo. Ako kasi parang talagang hindi talaga siya nakatulong sa plotline nila. Pero I guess siguro as a K-drama, para lang ma-emphasize yung relationship ni Yongpil tsaka ni Samdal, kailangan parang may extra dude. And I
my
guess
other
it's really,
guy.
Oh, it's not really for the story anymore. It's really for the
viewer. Formula.
Oh, and for the formula.
Probably.
Gets ko naman din sinasabi mo mo na parang it's good nga na may ganun character who stayed and succeeded there. Pero if that was the goal, sana they maintained that track na lang. Alam mo yun, nagkaroon siya ng sarili niyang struggle. Oo. Kaya lang kasi dumating siya sa buhay natin, mayaman na siya. Hindi naman pinakita kung paano niya binild yung seafood empire niya.
Yeah,
so that would have
so
been
much.
Something na, na ano nila. Na?
I thought
ayos.
I thought he was cute though. I thought he was one of the cute ones.
Oh.
Him and the dolphin guy.
The dolphin guy, dolphin kilig na kilig guy. Din ako sa kanya. Oh my God.
Super.
Pogi yung dolphin guy na yun.
Sobrang
sa
true. Pogi. Hi, dolphin
diba?
Guy.
Correct.
Kim Minchul. Si dolphin guy.
Si dolphin.
Sobrang natuwa ako to see him because I last saw him in that horrible, that annoying show yung Duty After School. The one that I was kind
there.
Of ranting about. He
okay.
was there. I thought he was cute there already, but like, thank God he has like other shows that, alam mo yun, featured him more and I hope to see him more.
Correct. Mm-mm. I guess siguro yung one theme that I really like, and that is also one thing that they always mention in their own way, big fish, small pond. But they said it's like something about the stream. Na small stream, something like that. Na
may dragon-dragon
pa. Oo, may dragon-dragon. Eh, but in relation to the sisters, because I feel like sila talaga yung heart and soul din ng show. Yung relationship ng tatlong magkakapatid. And how they transformed their lives from being these three precocious girls na akala nung mga kapitbahay nila hindi na mag-aasawa kasi ang, alam mo yun, may kanya-kanya silang despicable personalities when they were younger. Oo. Alam mo yun, mga pasaway, mga palaban, yung hindi sila hometown girls. Alam mo yun? They're meant to go out. Alam mo yun? And then they all come back to their home because, yun nga, they faced a form of failure outside of Jeju in Seoul. So, I really like that. Parang, that's really the journey na I also latched into as well. Nakakatawa. Yeah.
And in relation to that, like, strong women. Like, exactly. Yun talaga, na parang, lalo na yung, syempre, yung head nung mga henyo, yung nanay nila, diba? Sobrang favorite ko talaga nung nasa ospital siya, tas parang pinapagalitan na siya nung lahat, hanggang sa yung asawa niya na very very submissive sa kanya. Siya na yung parang pumasok na sa loob, na sinigawan niya, makinig ka sa mga anak mo! Sinabi na nga, makinig ka!
Correct.
Cut to next scene, uuwi na sila ng bahay. Parang gano'n.
Totoo.
Sabi niya, dati nag-work to sa kanya, pero hindi pala. I mean, not naman saying na dapat yung mga lalaki under the saya. I mean, sorry to use such an outdated term. But I just love how the women really took the forefront here, na walang halong parang pagkikriticize na yung babae kasi kapag siya yung nasusunod, pumapangit yung buhay. Or something like that. So, something na nakaka-negative nun. Because it was just accepted in this community where, you know, female divers are like the main source of economy.
That is true.
So parang accepted lang natin yung babae nagpapatakbo ng mundo dito. Mm-hmm. I love that so much.
And I love na yung youngest child became a henyo din. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Kumbaga para, I feel like of the three sisters kasi she was the one who was really in limbo in a way. Parang walang exact path. Kasi at least si Jindal kasi parang she was trying to get back her job. Alam mo yun? Palaban pa rin siya. Si, of course, Samdal, medyo may issue siya and shit. Siya yung parang medyo, you know, she didn't know what to do. Except become a mother, I guess. Kasi yun yung last na pinanghawakan niya. Then, all of a sudden, no, I wanna become a henyo. And that is my choice. I'm not doing it because of you. I'm not doing it because of my child. It's because I want to do it. This is gonna be my dream. Pero like, go girl.
Kahit na surprise na swimmer pala siya, parang towards the end.
Correct! Actually! Swimmer pala siya. Di ba parang, kaya nga meron siyang line siya na parang, hindi halata sa akin. Correct! May line siya na parang hindi halata pero swimmer ako dati. Girl, hindi talaga halata.
Hindi talaga never. Nakapit man lang. Wala ka man lang shot na nagsiswimming ka bago ka mag-part-time job.
Correct. Totoo. Totoo.
But she was introduced talaga din, I mean, since the beginning, as the mother. The one who became a mother. Which I liked. I mean, actually, out of all the themes, aside from the next one that we're gonna be talking about in my next question, parang yung three sisters would be my favorite. I mean, me pa being part of a three sisterhood.
That
I
is
have
true.
Two other sisters. And like, I mean, I have two brothers then. Pero kaming tatlo definitely were the closest. And alam mo yung iba-iba talagang characters, iba-ibang dreams, and just the dynamics of them. Parang super nakarelate.
Yeah.
I would say, I mean, fairly common naman siya, I think, in like K-dramas. But this one kasi talagang parang power and headed nga by that power
the mom.
Tapos, ang gusto ko pa dun sa youngest, parang talagang gusto niya din maging nanay. Alam mo yun? So parang I loved na napakita talaga the different kinds of dreams of women in a way, 'di ba? Parang merong 'yun, nagsisikap na maging sikat or magaling sa isang craft, may isa na actually si Jindal medyo any-any siya. Pero ang parang, alam mo yung naturally magaling lang siya in anything. But I feel like she actually has like the biggest heart of them all. Kasi parang to be part of that relationship, yung anak ng Chebol, alam mo yun, medyo komplikado and really,
nilabanan pa niya.
He's not like the most looker, pero nilalaban niya. Alam mo yun, kumbaga parang she saw him as something worth loving. Not naman that.
Something talaga.
Grabe naman yun. Someone. Someone I think, worth loving. Sila,
kasi they kind of, mirror, not mirror, but they kind of like, yin-yang complement each other. Complement each other.
Yeah. So I think for
that's
sure.
Relationship.
Pero kumbaga, oo. Mm-mm. Parang ang, sobrang natutuwa ako sa kanya kasi parang any-any siya, at literal any-any, sige, ipasok mo lang. Parang bigay niya sa akin kahit anong problema, let's solve it together. Mm-hmm. Kahit anong, alam mo yon, I love you for whatever, parang ganun siya. Sobrang love ko yung actress niya.
Yes.
Abuela lang niya.
And of course, as the eldest daughter of an Asian household.
True that. I'm trying to figure out kung bakit siya naging stewardess. Like, how does that relate to her character?
Pero iniisip ko,
yun naman yung gusto niyang gawin eh. Is it because
pero di ba parang isa sa mga pastimes nila yung nanonood sila ng mga airplane na nag-land sa Jeju?
So baka diba
Jeju thing yun? Oo, parang okay. Dun, yun yung na-reconcile ko sa utak ko.
Ako naman, yung inisip ko, you know how, very common yung mga hometown dreams. Usually, ang mga gusto nilang maging, it's either nurse or stewardess. Or stewardess especially, I think. Kasi,
flight attendant.
Job na automatic.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, flight attendant. Isa siya sa mga jobs na automatically it kind of says na you get to see the world. And that's such a hometown thing, diba? I want to get out of this town and like see the bigger picture. So parang kaya siya common dream.
Yes.
Sa character sa mga diba? Mm-hmm. Hometown people.
Yes.
So ready na ba kayo sa next question?
Oh, ang dami ko na nga ininom dahil sa tanong mo na to eh.
Sorry. Pero for me kasi, ito talaga yung pinaka, oh my God. There was this one particular scene, yung may montage na, yun nga, sabay-sabay silang nagsipuntahan ng Seoul. So young, so full of life. And then, they try to go at it in the city. And then, isa-isa silang nagsibalikan.
Mm-hmm.
And called it failure. Like, for me, that kind of hit hard. Because like, oh, what is this? What's going on? It was kind of recurring, especially in the beginning parts of of the show. Failure. The theme of failure. What did you guys think of it? And what do you think about failure in general? How do you think of that concept?
Okay. Umauna na ako.
Okay, go.
Ito yung buong araw ko siyang pinag-isipan actually when Mon posted this question because honestly, parang nung nakita ko yung parang when Mon asked about failure, parang I had to take a step back because I feel like that's, iyak ba ako? Okay, but I feel like that is something I'm going through right now. That was the first thought that came to my mind because there has been like a series of events ever since I decided to leave corporate. I feel like I have become a failure after that happened. So I took a step back. But as I was thinking about it and also in relation to what happened here and how they regard failure, naisip ko kasi na, hey, I got to know myself better when I stepped back from corporate. And I realized that yung pinaka-failure ko as a person is when I realized that those are the moments na I dim my light. So those are the moments when I failed. And when did I dim my light? That was when everybody saw me shining. When everybody thought na when I was doing reporting on TV, when I was doing this and that on TV, when I was like brand manager for this prestigious company and moved to a bigger company, parang shining ka dun, but I felt like I was really dimming my light. So parang going to the story as well, na yung pagka-failure nila is going back home. Why are we considering going back home a failure? Why is finding yourself again and making sure that you are still aligned with who you are? Why is this world considering that a failure? Because, you know, sometimes you just have to step back and gather yourself to be the biggest success that you can be. Kasi parang lahat yun, spotlight ilaw lang yan eh. Wala naman heart yun eh. Kahit na nagsha-shine si Samdal na siya yung best photographer. Pero sinabi nga ng mga assistants niya, dati nung photographer ka, sobrang sick, ano, parang you're all just focused on this and like you want, you'd even record yourself when you're drinking to make sure you don't make a mistake. But now you're home, you're more relaxed. Hindi naman nawala yung pagiging magaling na photographer niya nung nandun na siya sa Jeju. So it's like, why do we consider those things a failure? So parang I feel like the biggest failure is really not being true to yourself. So yun yung sa akin. Like, kebs na. Sige, if world you think I'm a failure, wala akong pake kasi ako, I know that I shine best when I am doing what makes my heart happy.
Siguro in relation nga to that, parang, ano siya eh, bane of existence is comparison.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Parang you always, parang you, I mean, of course, it doesn't help, especially this time, na parang you can see everyone's successes, quote unquote, because sometimes, they own, you know, we only see on social media yung the good parts.
Exactly.
Diba? Yeah.
So, alam mo yun? So, we see ourselves as failures in relation to other people's successes. Pero, we should see each and every one of us as individual beings. Alam mo yun? I mean, may kanya-kanya tayong story at journey. But true. it doesn't take away from the fact na you cannot help but feel like a failure sometimes. Kasi we are conditioned to feel that way. Alam mo yun? Parang, I mean, ano ba mga ano ko? Failures. Pandemic was a failure on my end. Because I compared myself to other interior designers who survived. Alam mo yun? When I couldn't, like, I felt like I crap. Because I couldn't do what they could do. Pero, it's not also honoring what I was feeling at that time. And maybe I am a success kasi now that I am here, na nagawa ko pa rin makalabas doon ng buhay. Alam mo yun? So, yun lang yung...
True.
Ano ba yung point ko? So, alam mo yun, and it, ano siya, learning, constantly trying to learn how to not compare yourself to others is always what I try to do. And just be honest to myself. Tama nga yung sabi ni Pia. Parang, the greatest failure is not being true to yourself.
I think pare-pareho din naman tayo ng pinagdadaanan. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this podcast too is sort of kind of like the gift that brought us together because of our collective individual failure that we were yes. feeling at the time, aka the pandemic.
Correct.
Siguro nakaano lang, medyo na iyak talaga ako dun sa yung montage nga na kinukwento ko dun sa show. Cause I literally went home. Cause I mean, nandun ako sa stage ng life na may condo. I mean, I was renting out a condo. I was like, game to go. Alam mo yun, I'm an independent woman na I can like, you know, kaya ko nang gawin lahat by myself. Sort of, kind of. Parang nandun na ako sa level na yun. But I had to go home and I had to restart. I think the fear of failure related din kasi dun na when you fail kasi you have to start all over again. And that's also what Samdal was feeling kasi parang she felt like she had to start from scratch because na-tarnish yung tawag dito, yung pangalan niya in the city and she didn't know how to deal with it, right? Nagtago siya. Grabe yung eksena yon, yung nagtago siya dun sa kubo. Dahil hindi niya kayang i-face yung mga tao.
Mm-mm.
Hindi niya kayang i-admit na nandun siya, umuwi siya,
mm-mm,
parang ganun.
Mm-mm.
But, coming home, or having a place to go home to, whether it's family, whether it's friends, or even just a place that reminded you of where you were before, of the time na you were starting to dream pa lang, or kung ano man yung kwento na yon, alam mo yon, basta parang kumbaga yung back to zero.
Mm-mm.
Yun din yung gift ng failure, in a way, na kasi suddenly you're given another chance. Feeling ko parang outlook na rin din siya, na parang you just kind of have to struggle your way to go towards the direction na, because you failed, it means you're about to succeed. You have a chance to succeed again. Parang restarting is actually a good thing, diba?
Parang in a way, ano siya, kind of like saying na rejection is redirection. Parang ganun.
Yeah,
alam mo yun?
Parang ganun na nga. Correct.
Oh, kumbaga parang true. You were rejected or you failed in one space, but it means na you're supposed to go another route. Parang.
Yeah. I mean,
that's also just an parang outlook din naman din. Perspective siya.
Mm-mm. Siyempre, ang hirap to get there. Mm-mm. Ang hirap to go back, mm-mm, to get back on your feet, mm-mm, and all that. And I think, uh-oh, that's a struggle that we go through.
Yeah. So hard.
But, because there's like that side of things.
Mm.
So kumbaga, pwede siyang hindi siya the end. Mm. And this is what, that's what I loved about the show, that how they showed it.
Mm-mm.
Na-redirect yung dream niya.
Mm.
Parang, it was a reminder na dreams can change.
Mm.
Parang hindi lang siya one track.
Mm-mm.
I think, hindi lang din siya kay Samdal eh. Kahit din ka kay Hedal, the youngest sister.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, I think siya pa nga yung nagsabi, yun yata yung speech niya sa nanay niya,
yeah,
parang,
mm-hmm,
pwede naman magbago ng dream.
Mm-hmm.
Ito ang bago kong dream. So, gagawin ko to.
Mm-hmm.
Parang napaka-encouraging niya na, yeah, dreams can change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. So, ibig sabihin, ang buhay, go lang. I mean, kumbaga, what is failure? It's actually a gift. Parang yun yung nakukuha ko. And
mm-hmm,
I'm saying this now, but I'm pretty sure maybe later at night or tomorrow or whatever, I'm gonna feel... Sorry, sa truth lang, but it's an up and down, alam mo yun, everyday feel.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like, yes, okay, redirect the dream. I can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I can change myself. But then the next day, I'll feel like, oh man, just the feeling that I'm actually really restarting, and like, that's tough. That's really exhausting. That's tiring. Oh, alam mo yon, and
so much so.
Super.
Diba? It's very very tiring. At nakakaano talaga siya. Nakaka walang gana. Sa totoo lang. Pero siguro kailangan ko lang i-remind sarili ko na hindi, pwede pa. I don't know. That's the only thing that I can think of na parang that can keep me going. Sometimes I just look at my family.
Mm.
I mean, right now I'm living with my sister and my brother.
Mm.
And I feel like over the past couple of years, it's just us in the house kasi.
Mm.
I always think about how grateful I am. Parang nag-iba talaga, nag-shift talaga yung relationship, yung bond namin.
Mm.
I mean, we weren't like this before.
Mm.
I mean, may bond, pero iba yung bond namin.
Mm.
And I feel like our bond now is deeper and I guess more adult. And every time I'm down or sad, I think about, hey, at least I got home to see them.
Mm.
I got to witness their growth. I mean, ako, yung mga kapatid ko as the ate, silang aking pride and joy. Wala pang anak, so silang aking pride and joy. Alam mo yun. So, I love, oh, niya ako.
You raised them, ganun.
I don't think I can say that. In fact, my youngest sister raises me. sa totoo lang. But still, still an ate by birth year, parang, I'm glad that it shifted this way because I got to know them more. Na I know if dire-diretso lang yung career ko the way it was before, I would definitely have missed a lot of other milestones, other things. And mayon, I wouldn't have had this kind of relationship with them. Like the relationship that we have now. And when I'm reminded with that, I'm reminded of that. Parang yun nga, parang it feels like, oh, I was given a gift naman. And then somehow that failure is not a failure pala because I saw something else then, and maybe I needed to see that too, because I was really missing out. Honestly, I was missing out. I am the typical ate who was always missing in events and functions and a lot of things. So I'm glad na kahit papano, I'm weaseling my way back into their lives. And I'm happy about that. Like, it's the little things. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, the truth.
I'm happy that at least I have that.
I guess siguro in relation, parang failure kasi is a sense of loss in a way. Parang you feel like you've missed out. Pero since na-redirect mo yung failure mo, parang napuno yung vessel mo with other things. Dati kasi yung pumupuno sa'yo, career. Alam mo yun, like, the world. But now, parang it's your family that's filling you up. Parang ganun.
Yeah. Kayo?
Ako?
Paano nyo, how do you deal with it?
Ako, ano, whenever I sense that usually happens kasi talaga when I start comparing myself, ang dami ko, myself to others, as in that happens. And it's always like, parang why am I like, slowing down when, you know, they're revving up and stuff. It's just constantly talking to myself and telling myself to honor my pace. And every day thinking na, parang, okay, I have accomplished something today and that is enough. Enough na yung ito yung nagawa ko today. That is still a step forward to a goal. And always reminding myself of a goal. It starts with something like that naman eh. Parang, alam mo yun, dreams. Diba? Sometimes kasi ako, ang tendency ko, ang hirap for me to think long-term sa totoo. Kasi, I'm a very in-the-moment kind of person. Parang, feeling ko nga parang I can only think 10 days before today. Alam mo, after today. Mahirap sa akin to think 5, 10 years. Alam mo yun? Hindi siya necessary for me to live, to have that kind of mindset. Whereas, I guess some people who are quote-unquote successful, they have like a greater parang grasp of their life, and that's why maybe they can plan it out. But then that's not who I am as a person.
Yeah.
And I have to constantly remind myself every day that I'm not like that. I am who I am, and to honor my pace. And sometimes really just accept the weirdness that I am. Kasi it helps me accept my process as well. So, kung gusto kong mag-dance-a-ton, kahit na medyo weird siya, nagda-dance-a-ton ako, I guess for some people. In my head, tanggapin ko siya. Kung pupunta akong grocery, tas kakausapin ko yung sarili ko, gagawin ko siya, kasi ayun ako. And I think that kind of trickles down to all the other things that I do in my life. Na, yun ka, so, alam mo yun, okay lang. And whatever I do today, based on how I feel, and as long as it's following that goal, is okay. You'll get there. Honor your pace. Yun lang naman. Oh, drunk Pia,
okay,
yes?
Ka lang, Pia. Is this something you want to answer? Or
it's just hard. It's just super hard for me because, like I said, I'm going through it right now. I'm going through it.
Yeah, that's true.
I am... Feeling ko ano ko eh, high function anxiety, yung sobrang, ang dami kong ginagawa pero wala talaga. Parang ganun. And I feel like, for me, it's hard because of the roles I have to play. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I don't have time to be me. And when I want to be me, there's a lot of guilt that comes in. So I'm still like, discovering how to balance it all out. I'm still trying to be kinder to myself. I'm still trying to love myself more. It's a really difficult time in my life right now. So, yun, I'm just going through it. So, I mean, I'm grateful. There are things that make me happy. There's Hallyu, there's K-pop. There are things that make me happy. But things are tough. Pero, sobrang dark na sabihin ko. Pero parang ngayon, feeling ko wala akong choice eh. Wala akong choice kasi nanay ako tsaka asawa ko eh. Parang yun lang yung mga pinaka-ano ko sa isip ko ngayon. I do my best to be positive all the time, but it's hard. So siguro ang message sa akin ngayon, i-honor ko rin tong nafe-feel ko na ganito siya. Iya, mahirap siya. Baka yun lang yung message sa akin. Mahirap. Okay. Tanggapin natin mahirap. Maybe yun. I don't wanna force myself to be okay exactly. when I'm not. Baka yun.
Totoo yun.
Like what Trency said, own pace nga. Diba? And it's fine. It really is fine. It really is. And it takes time.
It's okay not to be okay. Ani pa nga yun.
Gosh.
Group hug!
Group hug! Group hug talaga! Sorry, wala na sabi. Nice. Can I just say, parang we keep on mentioning this or parang ang dami na natin K-drama na na-encounter or na-review na healing, alam mo yon. Please check out our Spotify at YouTube, they're in them. Iba-ibang classic healing and it seems like Hallyu keeps on churning out all these healing stories and you'd think na makatulong siya. Pero parang somehow, every show, it still feels like we're still healing. But then, again, that's because it's part of it. It really takes time. Alam mo yun. So, grateful na lang din ako that there's these stories that constantly remind us that what we go through is what everyone goes through too. Iba-ibang kwento, pero kumbaga, pare-pareho tayong nagsistruggle. I'm glad the show kind of like ended on a happy note. I mean, alam mo yon.
I know.
She got back on her feet. After a few months time.
After na wala yung scandal. Sobrang love ko yung photos niya sa Jeju. Like, doon ako
actually. Doon ako sobrang impressed ako.
As in, actually, parang especially galing pa ako dun sa galit ko dun sa tatay ni Yongpil. Na parang, ano ba? Ang pangat mo umarte. As in, wala. As in, nandun ako sa point na, tatapusin ko na lang to kasi may episode kami pero wala akong nararamdaman. As in, reveal nung mga photos. Pero, humahagulgul ako. Ang ganda nung mga photos. Na
correct. At wag ka, ang ganda ng shot niya, ang ganda ng portrait niya, na slightly nainis sa hotel. Parang, ba't ang ganda ng sayo?
Isa siya sa mga highest paid, diba?
Ang ganda.
Ang ganda.
We should find out kung sino yung photographer.
Actually, I'm sure ko nga ganyan kanina. Sobrang fantastic ng mga photos. Ang ganda diba? Talaga.
Sana I hope na ganun talaga yung...
Yung homework ko yan, guys.
Sana I hope na ganun talaga yung ginawa nila. Like, they used those disposable cameras. Kasi ang ganda rin eh. Tahi din siya sa life story actually, niya eh. Diba? Parang she went back home, going back to her roots. Yeah. So, ang ganda lang na may ganung...
And she started with this disposable character. I'm wondering if it's based on like someone's actual artistic
possibly. Parang, experience. Baka someone already had an exhibit on that and they contacted this person to like... Doon magaling actually yung Hallyu eh. Kasi parang diba even with Our Beloved Summer, yung gumawa ng mga ano...
Ah, yeah, the diba, sketch, the illustrator.
They found someone who can personify or not really like depict that kind of you know, artistic quality of Wuxix's.
Yeah. And they use that as a, parang yun yung ano eh, ginamit nila sa character. Parang naging core siya sa kung anong klaseng artist siya at nakatulong siya to kind of like,
it added a layer of
her character. Yes. Yeah. So at least hindi lang siya yung, I'm a photographer. Alam mo yun?
Correct.
Which is kind of common too. Na naglalagay lang silang label, but really, di ba?
Swimmer?
Parang, you don't see it. So,
swimmer? Ano putang ina, assistant niya?
Yung dolphin, ano?
Yung assistant niya na hindi man lang makapag-focus ng picture, pero nagmamanual ang pota. Busit na busit ako sa...
Oh my God, ito ba yung ano? Yung si enemy?
Unyo.
Oh, wait, sorry. Nakalimutan ko pala, ano? Gusto ko pala pag-usapan tsakahin yun. Siya. I remember we kind of have like, ano? Oh, tsakahin siya. We kind of had like, when the show was still starting, parang ikaw, Pia, galit na galit ka kasi parang anong klaseng tao to? Bakit?
Doon ako parang actually ganun, nabitin.
Chinatsaka mo lang siya.
Doon kasi ako nabitin kasi till the very end, never nila, I mean, sinabi nila na parang she gets money out of like putting all those stuff on the shoots and stuff. Pero wala siyang actual intrinsic backstory. Doon ako naiinis.
Diba?
Kasi ang laki niyang factor, parang ano bang klaseng tao siya? Oo, galit lang siya, ganun.
Correct.
Parang, selfish, ganun. Pero bakit? Parang siya pinalaki?
Pero,
gusto ko malaman.
Alam mo, iniisip ko, meron yata, ewan ko, baka may mga tao din kasi talagang just jealous by nature. Yung talagang parang ganun lang kasi, selosa, is that the right word? Jealous? Or envious?
Oo, envious, I guess. Envious maybe. Oo.
Diba? Probably. Parang ganun lang talaga yung parang kahit anong gawin na. Pero hindi din ako maka-empathize sa kanya. Parang kumbaga yung mga troll online na wala lang, gusto lang nilang mag-hate. Baka ganun lang siya, pero personified.
Baka nga, I guess. Parang siguro, parang mukhang ganun na lang din parang, ang nilalabas nila. Kasi wala naman
pero
din siyang backstory.
Pero annoying pa rin, may tao ba talagang ganun?
Yeah, oo. Kumbaga ano siya,
the typical
greedy kind of person. Alam mo yun? Greedy for attention, power, and money.
Oo. Buisit?
Yung sa isip ko, parang there, you'd think that there would be no person, such person to exist. But meron. I mean, there are so many characters out there na parang, what the hell, they exist. Hello, sa gobyerno, ang daming ganun. Like, how are they able to live this way? Ang dami nating mga ganun sa mga klaseng tao. Plus, sorry, I keep on watching this show on YouTube. It's called Rotten Mangoes.
Oh, yeah.
She always talks about, the serial killers and stuff. Si Stephanie Su. And, you know, usually these characters, they are like, what the hell? I can't believe this person exists. Parang, doon ko na lang siya linagay under that description.
Mm-mm.
But anyway, I want to end this discussion on a lighter note. Let's go back to Jeju. Mayroon tanong. This is my last question. Kailan ba talaga tayo pupuntang Jeju?
Bukas!
Okay. Sa mga na tanong. Okay. Wow, ang bilis. Sabi ko pa naman, kailan ba? Sabi ko pa naman, ang hirap na tanong. O, tara, bukas. Okay, so kung pupunta tayo bukas, ano yung three things na dapat ma-experience? As in, aawayin mo kami, ako, si Trensis, o mag-aaway-away tayo, like, to make sure nakasama siya sa itinerary. Ano yung top three things that you want to experience in Jeju?
So, in top three ko, definitely, in general, food, beach, and show. Okay.
So, show?
Show. Dating tayo sa show. So, food, because of Black Pig,
yes!
yung grupa, Black Pig in your area? Hindi yun. Black Pig. Anything I want to taste is Black Pig. And
yes.
All this Black Pig is so good. And then I follow this Instagram influencer, si Max Not Beers. So he's this American guy and he's so good in Korea and he lives there already. And then he went to Jeju. Tapos meron siyang tinry na parang seafood jajangmyeon. Parang jajangmyeon siya na seafood.
Oh,
okay,
I saw this.
One of the best things, yeah, that he has ever eaten in Korea. So parang, okay, down for that. And then, another thing is, gusto ko mag-rent ng car. Parang, it's a thing talaga sa Korea, no? Parang mag-rent ng kotse. And then just like, drive around. Gusto ko mag-beach hopping. So, kailangan summer, guys. Hindi pwedeng malamig. Kasi, cannot. This tropical body cannot do it. And then, based on my research, there's this thing called Ananta Show. I will read. What happens when you combine comedy and culinary arts? You get Nanta Show! As the longest-running show in Korean history, it's a parody about cooking gone wrong in a professional kitchen. Watch cooks work under pressure as they perform to the tune of Korean folk songs, do acrobatic moves, and more. The best part? You don't need to know Korean, since the show revolves around non-verbal performances and international audiences can enjoy the whole spectacle. So for me, it's a show it's slapstick, and food. Two of my favorite things.
I know. I read about
it. So, yes. This. Nanta Show. Let's go.
I love it. Ako, let's go. Pareho lang din. Syempre, yung car talaga yung number one sa akin. I really want to drive around Jeju. It's so beautiful. And to drive seaside and see all of that.
Yes.
And then next, I want to pick out a cafe. Napakadami kasing mga cafe na magagandi and sobrang unique. But I don't know, I'll find one cafe na talagang non-negotiable. And then third, syempre kailangan na nating makita yung parang outdoor sex museum thing nila. I mean, syempre, magagawa natin yan ng content. It's gonna be a lot of fun and experience. So, yes.
Ano ko anong because... gagawan natin dun?
Malaman
sino
din natin.
Sino kasama mo?
Mas madami daw babae kaysa lalaki sa Jeju. So, hindi tayo din makakahanap ng mga jowa. Ah, so, yun lang.
So, kailangan may bitbit.
Oo. O kaya yang-yang. Makakahanap pa tayo ng Mingyu sa Yangyang?
Marami bang
kasi naghanap ako ng mga no visa. Hindi, naghanap lang ako ng mga no visa place.
So, may isa
Jeju,
pa, diba? Ano yung isa? Jeju, Yangyang.
Yangyang.
May isa pa? Tatlo siya.
Oo nga, may isa pa nga. Hindi ko maalala isa pa.
Or baka meron din dun sa isa pa.
Oo. How about you, Mon?
Gusto ko lang makapunta sa isang orange orchard. And
yes. Magtatapunan tayo ng vinegar?
Oo nga.
Tama. Naloka ako doon. May ganun pala. Parang galing, no? Wala lang. Pero gusto ko yung, ang ganda. Sobrang ganda nga ng timing when they shot this eh. Kasi sobrang in full bloom yung mga ano, orange. Yeah, so, ang ganda-ganda ng mga eksena sa show.
Correct.
So, I wanna see that. I want to be able to stay in a traditional house na yung stone walls talaga.
Yes.
As in, kailangan, gusto ko talaga ma-experience kung gaano katangkad ba talaga tong mga walls na to, anong texture nila, alam mo yon. As in, gusto ko ng homestay experience na ganon. And the third would actually go hiking. Wow! So, syempre, hindi kayo sasama sa akin. Check.
Ako, G.
Ako, G.
Ako, hindi. Sinet ko na yung sarili ko kung Jeju G as in down for that.
Mount Hala pala. Hala,
Halasan. Gusto ko makita yung ano eh, yung parang...
Hindi Halazia.
Oh my God! Kung kasama natin yung 80s, medyo mababaliw ako. Pero sige. Okay, go.
I just wanna hike. I don't have a particular, like, mountain. Probably Halasan kasi yung mga famous. But you see so much of it in shows and docus and commercials, whatnot. Parang great views of that volcano, that extinct volcano, and or kahit nga yung parang little, that hill where they watch like the airplanes land and take off. Parang I don't mind that kind of hiking. So I just want to be able to say that I went hiking in Jeju. Ayun lang naman.
Pero feeling ko, may isa pa tayong hindi nasabi na kailangan natin puntahan. Yung mga paddle boat. Na.
Yes, I was
gonna. Kailangan natin mag-paddle boat tatlo.
Yung clear.
Tapos mag-aaway din tayo, tapos magpipicture.
Dapat clear.
Correct. Tama. Hey,
kasama rin sa itinerary ko, honestly, SVT tripping. So kung saan sila pumunta. Punta tayo sa school ni Song Kwan, sa bahay ni Song Kwan.
Oo. Sa bahay talaga? Bahay!
Kung saan nagtatrabaho yung nanay tatay niya, yung hanapin natin yung mga kaibigan niya.
Okay.
Sobrang naka-record to. Correct.
Joke lang.
May resibo na tayo.
Ako hindi ako nagjo-joke. Gusto ko talaga. Masakap daw yung ano, 'di ba, soy marinated crab ni Mama Boo.
Oh, let's go. Ni Mama Boo. Mm-hmm. Oo. So Mama Boo, kung nasan ka man diyan, alam namin nakikinig kayo, Hive. Mama Boo, you know what to do.
Get ready.
Mama Boo, get we ready. Are coming.
We are coming for you. And also the doggy.
Woo, so I hope, I really, really hope we get to do that Jeju trip of our dreams. Uh-huh. And thanks to Welcome to Samdalri, we got to see a bit, but hopefully, ayun nga, live action, in real life na natin siya, may experience too. So, we have come to the end of the show at meron kaming bagong gustong i-introduce. Wow. For One to Sarang, we would like to, I mean, pretty much when we discuss a show, we review it, right? Pero parang we would like to end, aside parang maliban sa rating, if you liked it or not. We we want to end it with a one sentence from each of us on how we thought of the show we just talked about. Okay, so let's get to it. Who wants to start?
Okay. Ako na lang muna. Medyo simple lang yung sa akin. Ah, sige. I think this is what I will always tell myself whenever I am feeling lonely and sad. Because as what is was shown in Welcome to Some Diary, home is where the heart is. That's it.
One sentence nga naman kasi.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Okay, so here's my one sentence review. Easy to watch formulaic K-drama set in the countryside where loose ends should be overlooked to fully enjoy what it has to offer.
Okay, this is mine. Welcome to Some Dalry basically says this for me. Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide, sometimes I'm scared of life, but all I really want is to embrace life. The end.
Sometimes be with you day and night.
All I really want is joy. I really by my side.
So that was our episode, guys, on Welcome to Some Dalry. Hope you liked it. And do check out our YouTube and other socials. You can check out other shows. We did quite a lot na medyo similar in themes. We have, ano pa ba yung mga shows na sinabi
natin? Our Beloved Summer, na My Liberation Notes,
Drama Drops,
Good Bad Mother.
Yun. Good Bad Mother.
Oh, yes. Good Bad Mother. Oh, oh.
So much healing hometown dramas that we encountered. And I hope you can check them out. Please do check them out. And yeah, thank you for listening to us. See you soon.
Woo! Yeah.
Meron tayong special performance because we just want to do Trenchi. It.
Chotrenchi.
Chotrenchi.
Yee.
Correct. Yee Trenchi. Sorry, mag-rap po tayo kasi Jeju just brings that out from us. You know, we just want to sing it praises, and in our case, as one to sarang, rap it praises. So, here we go.
Take it away.
Jeju in the house. There's Jeju in the house.
Oh.
There's no house. Because Jeju's an island. Take that flight from Manila. Go to the airport. Come na. Get some tangerines. Let's go. Ang sarap-sarap ng black pig. Mas gusto ko ng chig. Anong chig?
Cheese?
Saan ako ba?